Hey guys, I'm Alex, and today on the Two Man Comic Book Club podcast, we have a special episode standing in place of what would be one of our normally scheduled episodes. We couldn't quite find a time to come together and record an episode between the teams, so we had to kind of splice something together, but that gave us a perfect opportunity to introduce something that I've been wanting to do personally on the project for Two Man, and then also, if you stick around to the end of this episode, we have a special treat for you that fellow co-hosts Drew and Tor have been working on for this, not for Two Man, but just something they've been working on that we think you'll think is pretty cool. So stick around to the end of the check out that. And anyway, I'll get straight to what I wanted to talk about today. This is a really cool thing that we've been kind of like, or I specifically have been mulling over. Also, by the way, I'm recording this in my car on my phone right now. So if the audio is not quite up to par what you've normally heard from us, that is why. I'm sure we'll be able to at least massage it a little bit to get it sounding great. But anyway, I digress. I'm going to start a channel in the Discord. So if you want to be involved with this, you have to join the Discord, where I go through and read along and discuss some of the biggest Marvel events, specifically Marvel events, in continuity with the main 616 with all the Discord members. So what's really cool is that when we look at episodes for Two Man, we typically try to find things that are like 6 to 12 issue runs, or maybe it's like a collection of 6 books like we do with our Spider-Man month, that we can put things together and it make a cohesive story, or give you a lay of the land for a specific character, or like we're doing for Black History Month, which, by the way, we are not skipping out on Black History Month characters. We're going to do a double drop this week when we get caught up to make sure that we get to cover all the characters that we wanted to. Definitely don't want to skip on that. Anyway, so this idea kind of spawned from, if you're in the Discord, you're probably familiar with Rodney, and Rodney and I have been going back and forth in the recent weeks and kind of going over the main Civil War event in the Earth 616 of the Marvel continuity. So I was just thinking, like, man, this is really cool. There's some really good books and stories in here, and this would be not impossible to put on the podcast, but it would take up so much time that we run the risk of, if somebody's not into covering a massive event like that, then suddenly they're just going to like miss a bunch of episodes. And that's not quite the thing we want to do. There might be a way that we can kind of factor that in and figure out a solution or a formula that works to where we can actually cover some larger scale events on the podcast, especially if we're going to take like a way higher level. But this gives me an opportunity to dive into these event books and have an actual reason and justification to do so on top of my regular reading that I do for the podcast and just for pleasure. And also get to like go through, for those of you that are interested in like really getting a lay of the land for these big events that have steered Marvel continuity for the last couple few decades. So we're starting off with Civil War, just because I'm not too far along that I don't mind going back and like taking some notes and discussing this with y'all. Shout outs to Rodney. He will have a head start on all of you unless you've all been coincidentally reading Civil War with him, which is cool. So you have to join the Discord if you want to do this. I'm not going to be posting audio for this anywhere. I might do like exclusive audio just on Discord, but we're not going to put it behind a paywall or anything. This is just going to be a perk of coming and enjoying the comics with this, but it's going to be really cool. I'm super excited for this first Civil War one. We're doing basically the whole run. I'll post a link to the Marvel Unlimited link that gives you the complete storyline. So we're going to do all the tie-ins, all the main books. It's going to be a good time. That may seem overwhelming to you if you've never read a full event. Trust me, it's worth it. The stories are easy to read. There's not like a slog to run through all these. Like there's just good character development. And this also will give you really a pretty concise, pointed direction that the Marvel Universe was going in during this time, which is about the 2005-ish, 2006 era of Marvel Comics, right before we kicked into the MCU. So you'll see a lot of parallels. If you're a big fan of the MCU, you'll get to kind of contrast and compare how did this compare to the film of Civil War versus like the actual run. There are some similarities and absolute like callbacks, but there are for sure some huge differences too that are really interesting, and I think it'll be fun to discuss those with y'all on the Discord. So again, if you want to do this with us, join the Discord. It's 100% free. You just got to jump in there. There's going to be a channel. I haven't even come up with a name for it yet, but it's going to be really cool. We'll do many different events after we do this one, like the bigger one. This is going to help you get like, if you feel like lost on how to jump in on such a massive event, but you want to know how these characters are without having to go and just watch a YouTube video and get like a halfway baked version of it, this is the answer right here. So eventually I would love to do the Secret War event. That'll be like a one that I'll ramp you guys into, because that's a truly massive one. But it'll be a lot of fun. So I'm super excited. I hope you're super excited. And please join the Discord and let's do this thing. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think that's all I got for you guys. And until next time, again, don't leave yet. Stick around. There's a little bit left. This is something, a surprise, if you will. Not comic book related, but I think you're going to like it. So check this out. Off to my friend Drew. Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Drew. And like Alex said, we had a bunch of things pop up this week, so we weren't able to get together to record a normal podcast. But the other day, I got kind of bored in the afternoon, and I just started recording my own little fiction story podcast. So if you like that sort of thing, stick around. I'd love to know what you think. Join the two-man Discord and let me know. Links are down in the description. And if this is something you like, I'd definitely love to know, because Torrance and I have been brainstorming some ideas to do something a lot like this on a more consistent basis. So if you like the idea of audio fiction, audio drama, whatever you want to call it, with a sometimes suspense/thriller/horror vibe, sometimes just supernatural, sometimes just superhero, who knows? Anyway, join the Discord and let us know what you think, because we have a lot of ideas. We'd love to do them. And we're just treating this as a little, what they call a backdoor pilot. So give it a listen. It's about 20 minutes long. Everything in it came from my head, just making stuff up, the story, the music, the sound design. Anyway, I hope you enjoy episode one of Stuck in the Basement.
What day is it? All the days have been running together. I don't know. I don't know what time it is. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what month it is. I don't know what year it is. Time has stopped. At least, that's what the man told me. That's what he told me last time he brought me oatmeal. The oatmeal that I just keep eating because I have no other choice. I don't like raisins in my oatmeal. They're like tiny little rat turds. But could time have really stopped? I mean, I'm still moving. The people who are keeping me here are still moving. Sometimes I still hear things outside. What could he have meant? I try not to think about it, but there's not much else to do but think. Maybe it was just a metaphor. Maybe time's just stopped in a metaphorical sense.
And that's all I meant.
Or maybe something happened. Something happened to the world. I don't know. I really don't know what to think anymore. Sorry, just talking to myself, but I guess that's the whole point of this tape, isn't it? I'm going to talk to myself and hope that somebody hears it. Speaking of that, what's your name? You, who's listening to this right now? You found my tape. The tape that I found behind the bookshelf. The only other thing in this room other than my bed. I've read everything on the bookshelf, but that wasn't very hard. There were only three books. The A Encyclopedia, the B Encyclopedia, and a copy of How to Make Friends and Influence People. So at least I know that I'll be able to make some friends if I ever get out of here. I found this old tape recorder wedged behind the bookshelf. It had a tape in it, so I started recording my thoughts. Maybe somebody will find this, and they'll be able to find me. But I'm not hoping too much. I mean, I have to keep hiding this anytime I hear anything outside. Outside the door, that is. I haven't heard anything outside in the longest time. Other than the occasional rumble, maybe some birds. But even those have stopped recently. Well, most of them have anyway. Sometimes I think I hear a train whistle. But I might just be making things up. Ooh, I think somebody's coming. I'm going to turn this off and put it under my pillow. Okay, they're gone. More oatmeal. Great. You know, I wonder if this thing even works. Hold on, I'm going to rewind and see if I can actually hear any of this. I could hear it until the very end. It sounded funny. Let me try hitting this thing a bit. Is that any better? I don't know. We'll see. Let me check again. Yeah, it looks like I just need to hit it a few times. Anyway, where were we? So my name's Richard Barton. I don't know how long I've been here. I started trying to keep track by scratching little hash marks into the wall, but I gave up on that a while back. Not exactly sure when. But I'm pretty sure I've been here at least a couple months. I don't know why. What's the last thing I remember? It's been so long. Oh, God, what was the last thing? I was out for a run, I think. It was one of my long runs. Yeah, that's right. I was training for a marathon. I was out on mile 13 of a 20-mile run. And I realized I was out of everything. My Gatorade was gone. My energy gels were gone. And I started getting kind of loopy. Yeah, that would have been, let's see, I was running around Lake Fayetteville. And I left the woods, and I crossed the street, and I don't remember anything after that. That would have been in March. March of 2020. Yeah, that sounds right. But like I said, I don't even know what day it is, what time it is. I don't have a window. I'm in a basement or something like that. So it could be midnight right now. It could be noon. It could be December. It could be July. I don't think it's December because I bet it'd be cold down here. But maybe it could be fall. I mean, it could be July. I don't know. Every now and then, I hear rumbling, like I think it's coming from outside. I used to scream to try to get attention, but I gave up on that a long time ago, just like I gave up on keeping track of time. The first time I screamed to try to get somebody's attention outside of this building, they gave me a warning. The second time, they gave me some slaps. The third time, well, I'm assuming I had a black eye for a while, but I don't scream anymore. I can't believe it took me so long to find this tape recorder. Sorry, I forgot to hit it. It's the next day. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's technically the next day, but it's the time period after another sleep. I slept kind of. I don't know. I don't know that I really sleep anymore, but I lay down as opposed to the rest of the day when I'm laying down. Oh, great. The piano started again. Whoever this is, they play like two things. I don't know if they're working from sheet music or just trying to figure it out by ear, but see what I mean? They have no idea what they're doing. Wait, do you recognize this? Have you ever heard this before? Here, listen for a minute. Maybe it'll help you find me. Is that it? Are they done? I guess so. You know, I don't even know why I'm recording this. They've never let me leave this room. I assume there's more than one. I mean, I swear I've heard them talking before. I feel like I've heard two different voices, but, you know, it's through walls, it's through floor. You never know. It could have been a TV, could have been a radio. I've only ever seen the hands of one person. I feel like it's the same hands, because they've got this tattoo on the back of their right hand. Snoopy or something? I don't know. I don't get it, but I just know that I always see Snoopy whenever they bring me my oatmeal. Speaking of which, I think I hear him now. I better put the recorder away. I almost got busted. I guess they heard me talking, so I'm gonna have to be quieter in the future. What? No, I think they're talking. If they're talking, then surely they won't be able to hear me talking. So I guess I'll just have to get more cautious and selective of when I decide to talk to you. Yeah, I think I hear at least two different voices. Oh, did you hear that train? Maybe I'm still kind of close. Because there's a train that goes pretty close to Lake Fayetteville. There it was again, did you hear it? Somehow I'd forgotten about the trains. I'd given up trying to figure out anything about where I was. But finding this recorder, somehow it's given me hope again. Even though I still don't have any idea how I'm going to get this tape out of the basement. Oh, I think they finished talking. I better wrap this up. See you tomorrow. I swear it's been like a week since I talked to you last. It's just been really quiet around here, but whoever it is that plays piano started playing their other one again. They've got their weird, happy kind of chord one, and then their super depressing one that they're playing right now. And, you know, they're a lot better at this one, so... Anyway, yeah, it's been about a week. No real change, except... Oh, sorry, I thought I heard something. Like I was saying, there's been no real change, except that Snoopy's gone. The hands that have been bringing me my oatmeal are different. They look more feminine. I asked where the other guy was. And even though they didn't say anything, they paused for a second, like they wanted to tell me or something. What about this song? Do you recognize this song that they're playing on the piano? Here, I'll be quiet and let you listen for a bit. If you recognize it, maybe you can use it to find me. Here, I'll try to get the microphone closer to the sound. Did you recognize it? I'm pretty sure I'd never heard it before that run I went on that led me here, but I don't know, maybe you have. Anyway, I've heard this song so many times I know it's almost over, so I better wrap it up again. But I feel like the hands that have been bringing me my food might be nicer. Not the hands, you know, the person. So I'm going to start trying to be nice myself, and maybe they'll let me go. Oh, it's almost over. Shh. I'll see you later. It's been a few more days. It's been really quiet, but they finally started practicing piano again, so I wanted to give you an update. I've tried talking to the person that brings me my oatmeal, trying to just be kind, ask gentle questions, like, why? Why did you take me? Why are you keeping me here? What happened? Why oatmeal? I told them that I used to be very healthy, very in shape, and now it's my muscles are weak. I started trying to do some push-ups, and I used to be able to do so many, but I could barely do more than 5. Sit-ups were even worse. I don't understand how my muscles got so weak. They've been that way since I first remember being down here. And, you know, now that I think about it, I remember I had these sores on my elbows, on the insides of my elbows. Like they'd been injecting something into me. And I had sores all over my body, like I'd been laying for a long time. Maybe it's been a lot longer than a few months. Surely not. But that would explain the muscle atrophy. Anyway, the next day, there was a hard-boiled egg next to my oatmeal. It was the most amazing thing I'd ever tasted. I don't remember them tasting that good. And then the next day, another hard-boiled egg. I thanked her profusely. I did find out it's a woman. And even though she doesn't say anything, I think she wants to help. But she's scared of the guy with the Snoopy tattoo. I'm gonna just keep trying to be nice. Maybe she'll let me go. Okay, I'm gonna try to do a few more push-ups. Oh my goodness, she brought me a washcloth. I haven't been able to properly clean myself, well, in months. Yeah, I've got a toilet in the corner. That's where I get my water, believe it or not. They give me a little cup that I can drink water from the top compartment of the toilet. But they only give me like one roll of toilet paper for a couple of weeks, and I have to ration it, so I've never wanted to waste any washing myself off. But now that I have a washcloth, oh my gosh, I'm finally going to be, well, clean-ish for the first time in so long. It's crazy how exciting a washcloth can be. I haven't heard anybody except for the lady in so long, and she seems nice, so maybe she won't be angry if she hears me talking. Unfortunately, other than the washcloth, there's not really much to talk about. I read the Bee Encyclopedia again. Yeah, I know more than anybody really needs to know about bongos, basilisks, and border collies. Oh no. Do you hear that? Snoopy's back. And he is not happy. I think he knows that the lady's been nice to me. Sounds like she's having a bad time up there. It sounds like he's stomping around and throwing things. I hope he's not hurting her. I bet that means he's coming to me next.
Oh no.
So what'd you think? That's the end of episode one of Stuck in the Basement. If you liked it, I'd love to hear what you think. Join the Discord, the two-man Discord, links down in the show notes, and give me a little feedback. I literally just hit record the other day and started talking and just added to it, added some music that I wrote, and including this that you're hearing right now. Had some fun setting up some microphones to do some sound design, some sound effects and everything. I look forward to doing more of this. I hope you liked it. If you did, like I said, join the Discord. Let me know. If you have any thoughts, love to hear them. Torrance and I have been batting around ideas for some superhero stories, some space stories, some horror stories, and we'd love to try to bring you more of this. Probably in its own dedicated podcast, so you would still be able to find what you have come to know from Two Man right here. But if you enjoy it, let us know, and we'll bring you more. Thanks for listening.